DW.
To find out a bit more about the future of cities, I spoke to my colleague Ajit Niranjan from the Berlin studio. Hello, Ajit.
Hi, Anka.
Ajit is doing a lot of research on urban living and megacities at the moment. So, Ajit, tell us, why is it so important to think about future cities?
The main reason is that cities are just changing incredibly quickly. And that's something that's very difficult for us to innovate against and adapt against, because we're seeing new problems like climate change coming up, rising populations and people demanding higher living standards across large parts of the world that previously didn't have access to them. And basically what we're seeing is a big shift in how humanity lives as a species. We've gone from being a rural species to one that primarily lives in cities. And what's particularly important is basically being able to manage lives in cities in sustainable ways. And to do that, we kind of need to come up with solutions fairly urgently.
You just mentioned climate change. How does that affect urbanization?
Humans in cities cause climate change to a greater degree than rural people do. And they're also much more affected by it. They're more at risk from the problems that climate change will cause. So humans in cities tend to demand higher living standards and consume more. So a lot of the consumption is driven by cities. But also these cities are where most people live. And that means that if, say, freak weather events strike, like hurricanes and cyclones, then they're going to impact far more people in cities than they are in, say, villages and towns. Heat is a big issue. So cities tend to be hotter than the surrounding regions because of sort of all the activity going on within them, from cars to factories. And the cities most at risk of climate change are the ones which are the fastest growing. And these tend to be in hotter regions, places like Ouagadougou or Kinshasa, or so Mumbai, Delhi. All these places are far more at risk of being too hot than sort of cities in North America or Western Europe are. And these are also cities that are less, in terms of infrastructure, able to cope with and adapt to climate change.
You just mentioned infrastructure. That also means that a lot of these cities that you just talked about have a large population of people that are very poor and maybe living in slums. That must put an extra strain on the cities.
Yeah, I think it's one of the big issues for city management. How do you house the people who are living in your city? So living in a slum can mean many different things, but often it means not having access to a decent amount of living space, or having multiple people living in the same room, or particularly when it comes to sort of, and from the environmental perspective here, not having access to clean drinking water and sanitation. And there are so many reasons why this is bad for people living in slums. Big countries like India and China and Nigeria and Brazil, the proportion of the urban population living in slums has actually gone down massively. However, the actual total number of people living in slums has gone up to 870 million.
One of the places where they're trying to find solutions is next week when this International Habitat Conference is taking place in Nairobi. What's the aim of that?
The main aim is to come up with solutions, as you said, but to innovate in ways that solutions can kind of be adaptable. So to make sure that we're really clear that what works for, say, Lagos in Nigeria could also apply to Mumbai in India, and find ways, solutions that can be adapted to different parts of the world. And that's a really important thing, because when it comes to cities, there really isn't any sort of one-size-fits-all solution. And that's a mistake that maybe a lot of policymakers and governments have made, thinking that you can kind of just apply what worked for one place to another and ignore the very different sort of social context in terms of what people want.
So you're doing all this research on cities and megacities at the moment. What's the most interesting fact maybe or thing that you've come across while learning about cities?
Well, one thing that struck me was we're actually moving not towards these massive cities of over 10 million people, but increasingly to cities of sort of 2-3 million people. And one thing that I'd love to explore in more depth is basically why that is. Well, like, what is the optimal size for a city? Is there even one? Is there a reason that China has hundreds of cities that are over 1 million people big, whereas some countries don't even have that? So sort of looking at like where people want to move to and why and how and in what numbers is really one of the most interesting aspects of this.
And for you yourself, you live in a city too. Do you have a preferred size of city that you want to live in?
Yeah, I mean, so I grew up in England and then moved to Germany a couple of years ago. And I think one thing that's clear for me is that capital cities I find too big.
Including Berlin, that's only 3.5 million.
But yeah, so I mean, 3.5 million by a sort of megacity scale is nothing. And even Berlin or London are very difficult to get around. You spend a lot of time stuck in public transport or trying to meet up with friends and so on. The day-to-day life in a big city is in many ways actually not as great as it would be in a smaller place. And I think you can see that in how people experience things like air pollution, waiting around in traffic jams or congestion. On the other hand, they offer huge economic opportunities, and that's part of the reason why people gravitate towards them.
Would you yourself want to live in a rural place rather than the polluted cities?
Realistically not, but then I've never lived in a village or not in a city, and I think I mean it's something I'd like to try in my life. But there are so many benefits to cities that once you've lived in one for a long time, I think it's very easy to take it for granted. For now, I think the benefits of living in a city really do outweigh the negatives.
Well, thanks very much, Ajit.
Thank you. DW.